The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
I fucked it up.
Damn it.
We were weird? Like almost harmonizing. That was horrible.
When I get out of the shower, like as I'm walking out, that's the song that I hear.
Can we do that again?
And then I get a boner.
Yeah, Adam sat down.
I had to sit it out. I didn't want to fuck it up.
Okay.
You guys are so good. I'm here.
What makes you have a good voice when you talk makes you have a bad voice when you sing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I listen to it. I don't feel like I have a... Everyone keeps telling me I have this great radio voice. I have no idea what makes it great.
I mean, it's so weird.
It sounds like... Yeah, it's kind of a raspy-ish voice, like you're a smoker. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even though you're not.
Do you know what I'm really curious is when we start recording? Because we're always recording after I've been yelling on a microphone for 4 hours.
Oh, that's your secret. I'm going to do that next time.
Ooh. Yeah.
Then I'll have a good voice, too.
And then I smoke a pack of cigarettes before I get over it. So those two things pretty much is, I sound different in the morning. So in the morning, I'm like, hi, guys.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Hey there.
Are you dieting now or something?
Why do I look?
No, because you shaved your face.
Yeah.
I shaved my face because I started getting more gray hairs in my beard and it fucking depressed me.
Color your beard.
That's even more depressing.
Is that a name of a band? Oh, no, it's Color Me Bad.
Color Me Beard.
Yeah, that's a pirate.
Yeah. Color Me Beard. I want to sex you up. Yeah.
Right? That was Color Me Beard.
So you're not dieting then?
I'm on the gain right now. I'm going to gain for a couple more pounds and then I'm going to start. Then I'm
Are you really?
Yeah, then I'm going to switch.
I can't diet unless you start dieting. Fuck. I'm feeling heavy.
You girls doing the period thing again, huh?
Sinking?
Cycles.
Sinking Unite. Our cycles?
Yes.
Justin hates talking about. Do you even have a scale at your house?
No.
You don't?
I don't need a fucking scale, dude. I don't like right, measure myself.
I just
like,
look in the mirror that, and behold the amazingness.
Literally, it's so funny because sometimes I feel like I want to bring this up. Sometimes I'm like, nah, you know, they're reaching an audience that cares about all that shit. You know, like it's specific to them. Like I seriously talk, and most people I know like that have the same mentality as me. It's like every, you know, you just fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look or I feel like I'm kind of fat, I just adjust accordingly, you know, and,
how do you feel,
performance based.
How do you feel fat?
Like, what do you feel mean? Fat? Like if I look at myself and I'm a little chubs or like, you know, it just depends. Like if I have a specific need to be lean, then sure.
Okay.
Otherwise, like who cares?
There's not like a certain pair of pants or something you put on.
No,
like,
dude, if I'm strong and I'm long and I'm about to get the friction on. No, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't care.
I do know what you mean.
I just don't care. Like, it's just not something I wake up and look at and like, oh my God, I just need to be lean. Oh, I need to be lean. It's just so neurotic.
See, for me, it's when I sit down in my jeans and if it's just, I can just feel a little bit, like a little bit over the top. You know what I mean?
Well, you and I are just so more self-absorbed. That's why.
So self-absorbed.
You and I probably have way more mirrors in our
house.
Well,
maybe you could go on the other side of that coin and say, I'm just too comfortable. Right?
This is true. Yeah. That's good self-awareness
right
there.
Yeah, there
bro. It is. I was just
I'm like
you.
A pillow. I'm like, cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
well, that's why I'm the dude.
You're the cool side of the
I'm
pillow.
I'm the dude.
That is
I'm
what makes
like,
you.
Hey, guys, like, seriously.
That is
stop
what makes
talking
you.
About this.
Stop it.
It's yeah, ridiculous. It's like, just whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't been on a scale since 97.
So are you purposely gaining during the holiday season coming up?
Well, so ironically,
you know what I'm saying? Is it like something you plan or is it like, fuck it, I'm just going to give in and then pretend like I'm bulking?
No, not at all. I'm strategically gaining right now. So I'm very careful about not running a gain for too long. I start to notice, if I start to notice inflammation in my joints, if I start to notice I'm putting on a little excess weight, then I switch right back to me leaning out. So I won't go on the bulk. Probably the longest I let myself bulk for is like 4 to 5 weeks. And then I'll switch back to like a mini cut.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it because when you bulk, when you're trying to gain weight, there definitely is an anabolic effect from excess calories, excess carbohydrates, even proteins and fats, but that's short-lived. It doesn't last very long.
But then your body, you can feel the difference too.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it's like, I'm not gaining any more like performance and strength, I'm just getting fatter.
And you lose that anabolic feeling too. Mm-hmm. It's very, very apparent to me. Whenever I come from off of a cut, a mini cut, and then go back to a bulk, I can feel that surge of, oh, we haven't had this surplus, you know, and it's a big difference. I can feel it in my lifts, feel all that stuff. Where right now it's like, you know, workouts are starting to feel the same, you know?
What do you see for me, the holidays are tough because a few things happen to me. And this, actually, I looked this up. I've been reading about this, and this is common for a lot of people. Now, the average American will gain a few pounds every holiday season, but people who are overweight.
Bro. The average person gains 8 to 10 pounds over the next 3 months.
Well, if you average it all out, the average person that tends to be overweight will gain that much, definitely. People tend to gain, everybody gains weight during the holiday season, basically, is what I'm saying. Mm. And, there's a few reasons why. I know for me, when it gets dark earlier, I get hungry. Mm. Like, I want to eat, and I want to eat, like, chili. You know what I mean? I want to eat, like, heavy,
see, that's funny. Like, you warm say
shit.
You
like,
get, oh, yeah.
I get lazier when it's dark.
Comfort food.
When the sun comes down, I have the, like, oh, it's time to relax. This is when you put your feet up on the couch. Mm-hmm. Where if it's still sunny outside, I can't sit and watch TV. I just can't. I cannot. If the sun is still beaming in through my windows, I can't put my feet up on my couch and like start watching like one of my favorite shows.
So right? You get lazier. People get hungrier. I get hungrier. Justin, do you get hungrier in the winter?
Yeah, I get a bit hungrier. I think too, like you put on heavier clothes and everything. And so like maybe it's, you know, you don't look at yourself
less
quite as much.
Less people are going to see me.
It's just like, it's subtle, right? It's subtle. It starts with the long sleeve shirt. Then it turns into the big old, you know, sweatshirt and then the long jeans. And so then it's like, you're only in the gym X amount. And then, you know, it's like, eh.
Justin's like, I start with thin crust and then I go to thick crust by November.
Just kind of work your way up to deep
dish. I go from
dish.
A medium to large. Yeah,
extra cheese.
Yeah, then by December, I'm eating that fucking double stuff. Like, double stuff Chicago style.
Java no mana. Yeah.
What was that?
Nothing.
So, they theorize that part of the reason why people get hungrier in the winter, there's actually a few theories. One is that historically, you know, wintertime is less plentiful in terms of food that grows.
So you're stockpiling.
Yeah, so your body's hunger mechanisms will kick in so that if you do find food, you'll eat more of it, so you're able to store more body fat.
Well, I would say I was more hungry when I was in Chicago because that was fucking freezing.
So you were definitely more tubby.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like the leaner you were. Oh my god, it was so uncomfortable.
Really?
So uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then you just look small in a sweater anyway.
Yeah,
might as well look big in a sweater.
Exactly. Yeah. You just got to, you know, puff it up.
Great,
you know,
theory.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Great theory.
No. The second thing they think is because serotonin levels tend to drop in the wintertime because we get less sun exposure, and carbohydrates promote serotonin. So they think that people will eat more carbohydrates. And then the third one is the whole opportunity theory. Like, there just happens to be more food in your face. You know what I mean? Because you got holidays. You have Halloween. We got Halloween coming up.
I think, well, that's a heavy part of that.
I think that's a big part of
that. I would say that's number one. Because what do we... I mean, even commercials.
It's just thrown at you.
I feel like commercials switch right now from, like, your normal, whatever normal commercials look like, to all of a sudden, like, everything is, like...
Well, it's just everything's about treats.
Yes, everything's a holiday.
It's treats.
It's holiday. Not even... And here, people trip out on, like, turkey and mashed potatoes and peas and all this stuff. That's not what's doing it. Okay,
it's the treats.
Fucking treats. It's all these little
I love what
knick-knack
you call it treats.
Stuff. You know, it's like the little cookies and but I made this like snickerdoodle, you know, whatever. Insert word.
Snickerdoodle.
It's just like, you know, like grandma's whatever.
Marshmallow salad.
Yeah, it's just these like fucking that. Treats that they make up, and everything is packed with sugar.
I find all the holiday dishes that people take that are healthy dishes to start with and fuck them up and make them unhealthy. The ones that right. crack me up. Like
they put marshmallows on top of, my favorite is, I used to go to somebody's house and they would call this salad. They would call it salad. It was like fruit salad. And it was really just fruit jello with marshmallows on top. Yeah. What the fuck? You said it was salad.
How about this?
You lied to me.
How about sweet potatoes, the marshmallows, and maple syrup and shit like all over? There's a dish for you.
That's fucked
up. Or the asparagus wrapped in bacon. or the broccoli covered in cheese. It's like, dude, you all of a sudden you start taking all these dishes.
Dude, it's your almond rocas. It's your Greek butter cookies with the sprinkly angel dust on
it. Well, bro. Fuck, I'm getting hungry right now, dude. Shit.
Well, bro, Halloween, like.
Nutty butter bars.
I feel like Halloween might have to change pretty soon. Like, think about it. Like. It's probably coming soon where Halloween's going to be politically incorrect. Think about it. Like, little kids come to your house and you're giving them a shit ton of candy.
Oh, I wish, dude, because it's like, I hate it. As a parent, dude.
Oh, it's horrible.
Tell me it's not like the worst.
You guys,
thing
can, come by, you guys can come by my house. We're handing out Quest bars.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna get egged. Yeah. Kids are gonna egg your house, bro. You gotta give out good candy. You're gonna get fucked up. I used to egg houses like that.
No, it's cool to have.
There was that guy that gave out crackers. Like, we're fucking that.
Kids gonna be like, what the fuck is this? Yeah.
There was always some asshole giving out pretzels. Remember that?
It's just too much, dude. It's like way too much.
Well, when you were a kid,
I literally throw 90% of it away.
So when
Am
you,
I a dick
so do what? I. So do okay. I. When I was a kid, this is what we would do. I would go trick or treating with my cousin, and we used to use pillow sacks. Yes. That's what we used to use to put candy in.
Dude, I used to eat all of it, too.
Bro, I would...
Me and my brother?
We would fill the pillow sack.
Yeah.
Like, almost to the top with candy. We would go out for hours.
Yeah.
And sometimes go on streets two times.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, we would switch masks or something stupid like that because we thought we'd get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd come back, and then what we would do, dude, is we'd take our pillow sacks full of candy. We'd dump them out on the floor, and then we'd fucking eat. And we'd just keep going. And there was no parental, like... My parents were coming in there going like, you can only have a few pieces. Yeah. They were like, oh, you got your candy? Go eat it in the bedroom. And we just smash
like
through.
Smorgasbord.
Bro, smash through the candy. Did you guys do that?
See, I would get to the point, all I would eat was the Reese's because that was like my quest was always to Reese's. Find the house with the Reese's. And then I was like, yes. Yeah.
Well, people have stepped up their candy game,
the corner
though.
Corner of Westchester. Because
when we were kids, a lot of the candy was shit.
Well, here in the Bay, right, it's very well known that you go up to, like, the Silver Creek Hills and you go to those houses. All those
full size
yeah,
candy.
They give the full, like, king size Reese's peanut butter cups. You get like full, like,
they would be my new fave.
Yeah, you get those type of candies when you go over there. That's like the thing. So,
dude, and it's so. And when you have kids, you don't realize this when you're a kid yourself, but when you have kids and then you see them eat some sugar. It makes them crazy.
It morphs.
You want to kill your own children. Yeah.
Demon babies.
Oh, dude, it's like I can tell when my daughter had some bullshit at school, like someone had a birthday and, you know, gave out cupcakes. Mm-hmm. I can tell because she comes home, acts like an asshole, and I'll be like, what did you eat today at school? Oh, they had cupcakes. Like, no, okay, no wonder you're acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no wonder.
You know, this also reminds me, and I know, like, right now we have these holidays coming up, so it's like full throttle, right? Like, this never ends, right? There's candy year round. There's garbage year round. People eat shitty, healthy food all the time where they take healthy dishes and make them shitty. So, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and I was reminded because one of the things that Sal does whenever we're here recording, he loves to bring his stinky ass broccoli out.
It's so true. We keep trying to like ban it.
I open it up,
still
and
just and it's it like comes out. And it's just like this ass. Trucker fart and right in your face.
It's literally, literally
like it's been brewing in this guy since like, you know, Utah, and he's making his way over. All right, it's like,
and it's
but it's good for you though.
It's literally four cups too. It's not like a little side serving here.
Oh, no, I don't fuck around.
He is getting down on the broccoli.
It's a green.
But it's funny though because you know, I was raised that I didn't have to eat my vegetables. I did not have to eat fruit. Like, we didn't have any sort of nutritional guidance or help from my family growing up. We just didn't know, right? So I have to like actively create habits for myself to make sure that I get what I need. And you know, I've learned to, you know, create a craving or enjoy vegetables and fruit and things like that. But I've had to teach myself certain patterns to keep myself healthy and balanced. And, you know, seeing you do that just kind of reminds me that, like, oh, man, I've been kind of lacking on my greens. And, you know, these type of things are the stuff that, you know, a lot of people don't think about. And they don't talk about it, you know, or they think they do a lot of it already and they really don't.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's not habitual for them.
So what you're saying is like basically what you're saying is like what is that one staple thing you do or what's that
not
one?
Even a staple. I'm sure you guys have multiple like habits that you do to keep you.
Yeah, little hacks that you've figured out about yourself
and
like your routine. So, yeah, like for me, just converting into more of an intermittent fasting sort of way of life. Like for me, like I it for some people it works, for some people, you know, it might be an infrequent thing, but for me, like, the more I can basically do that and undulate my schedule with that, like, I do so much better, and I keep my weight down, and I stay lean, and that's been a huge game
more
changer
energy.
For me. More energy, my workouts improved, and that's just something. I mean, we've talked about that quite a bit on the show, but I really do that, and I do it frequently, and I've been drinking a lot more water, which is another thing. As far as like going into like holidays and all that kind of stuff, I think that's my one weapon. Like, cause I can go.
So you'll fast into the holiday. Like tonight we're having Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to fast.
Or I'm not going to trip, eating. Like, I'll actually eat in excess more of like meat and vegetables and, you know, some starchy carbs and whatnot, but I'm not going to eat any dessert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just like, that's like a thing that I have to cut. Like, I don't eat the desserts. I don't eat the treats, you know, that kind of thing. That's what gets me into trouble, and I knew that was that's what packs it off.
I've never referred to desserts as treats.
I love hearing.
I know it. Just the way he says it.
I do. I call them treats too.
Do you really?
I do.
So I do something similar. If I go into a holiday dinner and I know it's, you know, it's about to go down, I allow myself the ability to. I go ahead and say it's fine to stuff myself on these foods. You know, I'm gonna have my meat. I'm gonna have my lots of vegetables. I'm gonna have fruit. I'm gonna fill myself up with those foods, and at the end, then I find myself really full and not really wanting.
Right.
Anything
yeah.
else.
Exactly. I think that's the thing. Is you get full, so you know it becomes less of an issue.
What about exercise? Do you guys do anything different?
I was gonna touch on that because I actually like both of you. There's some similarities here, from the nutrition standpoint. First, nutritionally, like Justin, I've incorporated the intermittent fasting quite a bit. Like, I'll know, and we do this a lot, Katrina and I. Friday night, it's our one night that we're home off of work at a decent hour. We both get home by about 5 or 6. And then we typically go out to dinner or something on that night, or have a treat, you know, as far as a dinner treat, you know, like we'll have, you know, maybe that'll be our mod pizza night, or maybe we'll go have sushi or go have something else. We'll eat out, right? So I will fast leading up to that. And then I also make sure, especially when I'm fasting and I'm, you know, behind on nutrients, I load up on the protein and veggies first, just like you said. You know, I'll definitely, you know, eat a lot of meat. And I'll, in my head, I'm telling myself, I'll eat what I want. You know, I'm going to eat what I want. If I feel like having this, I believe having balance in my life. But also, like you, I realize that once I get all the protein that I need and eat a bunch of veggies with that, I don't have the desire to keep gorging. You know,
it's easier to say no.
It is. That's for sure. It is. In your head, when you're hungry and you haven't eaten for a few hours and you're going there, you're like, oh my God, everything sounds good. Dessert sounds good. All the crap sounds good. But then if I just discipline myself, okay, you can have that. If you still want that, I tell myself that. If I still want that after I feed my body what it needs, then I'm going to give it to it. I'm going to enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, 9 times out of 10, I don't even want that extra food. Or if I do, I definitely eat a lot less of it than what I would.
Well, the other thing too, in terms of, you know, working up to a holiday is there's two things. One is I'll be extra strict working into a holiday. So the 4 or 5 days beforehand, I'll make sure I'm very, very clean. But here's a big one that I think anybody can have something to take away from. The leftovers. People tend to fuck up with leftovers. Also, they have the big dinner, and then for 3 or 4 days after, they're eating shit tons of leftovers. Here's what I do. I don't take any leftovers. I give it away. Mm. If it's at my house or if it's somewhere else and they're offering me, here, take some of this leftover, whatever. No, I'm cool. Because if I have it in my house, it's much more difficult. Yeah. Especially when you have that time off, you're with your family, you've got maybe a few days off because it's Christmas or whatever, and you've got leftovers in the fridge, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. I use Sal's clothes. No, I won't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I won't eat it. Yeah,
I won't.
No, I won't. I like that. I can't stress the because I think the eating the protein thing was one of the biggest game changers for me, was just having that mentality. So to elaborate a little bit on that, because we're all three kind of grazing over it, is that, you know, everybody knows, not everybody knows, you should know what you need nutritionally, right? What does my body need, especially when it comes to like proteins and your veggies and things like that on a daily basis? And whatever that amount is, whether it be, you know, 100 grams of protein or 150 grams of protein or, you know, or 2 or 3 cups of veggies or whatever that number is, you know, disciplining yourself to feed that. And you know what? If you still want to eat something else and go enjoy something, then I feel like, hey, on those days, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy when you get what you're supposed to get for your body. And it's also amazing how bad it is for you to miss what you need nutritionally and overfeed on the shit that you don't need. That's when you see your body change like in the day. Yeah. The next day you wake up and you're like, fuck,
Not only did you eat three times as many calories as you should have, but you missed your proteins, intake.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, I think we're missing a big, monkey in the room too. Like alcohol.
Don't talk about Duck like that.
He's the chimp. He's not, monkey. Yeah. Alcohol is everywhere in the holidays. And if you
drink a lot on your holidays?
Well, here's the funny part. Funny being like not fun.
Bash your head against each other.
No, like I'm the only one in my family that drinks, right? So my brother doesn't drink, my parents didn't drink, like, and if anything, like it was like frowned upon. And so I was like I was that kid coming back from college, like, now it's a party. But anyway, like and then the other side of the family, my wife's family, they drink.
Okay.
So I get some nice Irish coffees after cutting down the tree, let's just say. So yeah, I have to account for that. So anyway, that's another.
Yeah, alcohol's a big.
It's a big factor.
Yeah, you're probably better off not drinking at all.
Well,
because that's another 800 calories that
in general.
And I think that's a good point.
What about glutathione?
That's what Justin bringing that up.
Yeah.
Is a great point, because alcohol is something that. Yeah, it's just not been one of those things that I need to have. And I would rather eat my calories. People will be making, like you said, all these peppermint drinks or Irish coffees and all these like cocoa drinks and stuff in the holidays coming around, and pumpkin fucking shit. Like
this pumpkin spice phenomenon is getting out of control.
Oh, yeah. It is, right? What? It is funny, right?
These girls are crazy.
It's the new thing.
Why
right
do
now.
They love it so much?
I know. It's all right. But for me, having a two or three drinks that are 500 calories or whatever, or 400 or 500 calories a drink, shit, that's like three freaking double cheeseburgers. I would way rather have that.
Yeah, I've never had a drink in my life that I'd want more than a double
and that's burger. And that's exactly how I feel. So for me, it's very easy for me not to do it. If I want something that's bad, I'd rather.
You guys smoke weed.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of us like to drink. I'm just going to go ahead and
bring a joint to your family party.
Yeah, yeah.
Blaze up.
Why not? I do.
Yeah, that would be real.
Yeah.
And then talk shit. They'll be like, what are you doing over there? Yeah. You're having a beer, so fuck you.
Yeah. So that's a good point too, though. Justin's right. I mean, to each their own, and everybody's going to have their things at their vices. But, if you are a drinker, you got to be careful because. Yeah.
But it's not just the alcoholic drinks.
Beer drinkers do when they're not drinking beer.
Yeah.
Justin gets all weird when we talk about alcohol.
Yeah.
It's not just the alcoholic drinks. It's also the cider and the eggnog and
the sugar shit.
Cocoa.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's all that. Yeah. Frou-frou stuff. They add to it.
So here's something else that is a hack for myself, that when we first started wearing wearables, I was so floored by, and it's the reason why you still see me wear one, is I'm obsessed with my inconsistency of my patterns and movement. Being entrepreneurs, I set my schedule, and sometimes I'm balls to the wall, nonstop, moving like a fucking madman all day. And sometimes I'm stuck at a desk fucking on a computer all day long. And then other days I'm like, screw it, I'm going to sleep in today because I've earned it. So I'm always up and down and up and down moving wise. Well, what I can say consistently, my Sundays are like sedentary like no other. I
miss those Sundays.
Literally can just, I could sit on a couch and watch football all day long.
Doesn't work when you have kids.
When you have kids, I'm never sitting down.
Well, and that's also changed for me too, that those now, one of the, what I was saying about my hacks was Sunday has become, and what Sunday used to be for me in earlier years, in my early 20s, was football. I'd have a beer, I'd have pizza, that'd be my day that I'd have those things I enjoy. Where now I've taught myself that becomes the strictest day of eating, and it also becomes a day that I make myself get up and go to the gym no matter what, just to create that movement. And that way, at least kickstarts my metabolism a bit. I get some calories burned, and it makes a huge, it's made a huge difference in keeping myself in shape, because that what one day I was doing enough detriment to cancel out a lot of the good work that I was doing during the week.
Well, you know, I can't even believe I forgot this. Yeah. So I started a tradition, and this might be something that you do too around the holidays to keep yourself active. I started a tradition about 6 or 7 years ago, and we call it the post-Thanksgiving Guido workout. So that's literally the name of it. And the day after Thanksgiving,
wife beaters, mandatory,
oh, and gold chains.
Yeah, me and all my cousins get to, there's like
and soccer shoes.
There's like nine of us. No, that's just me.
And there's like discotheque of music.
Discotheque. That there's like nine of us, and we all get together, and we have some friends come over too, and we all do. This is the day after
Bro,
Thanksgiving.
I want to do.
And we
this
all lift.
You,
you can't, yeah, because you're too strong.
Damn it!
I have to be the strongest.
No, but I want.
Yeah. Actually,
I want to be adopted.
Actually,
that.
At the next post Thanksgiving Guido workout, you guys should come.
Yeah,
hell yeah, dude. It's a blast. Seriously, I'll wear my wife beard and be like, "Disco, disco, disco. Let's go, let's go, let's." Go. What?
So what we do is we get together and we play like crazy death metal, loud as fuck. Because yes. I, you know, I own my own gym. I don't own anymore, but the new owner lets me do this. So I blast music, chalk. We talk shit. We lift. Heavy and slow.
You slam the weights as hard as fuck.
We lift heavy and slow. It's like 10 minutes between sets because there's like 10 of us.
Oh, that's awesome. Everyone just kind of talking, lifting.
And no. It's not just talking like, oh, hey, what's going on? It's talking shit. Yeah. It is the biggest talking shit event of the year. And it starts, we start about 2 weeks before the event where we start talking shit to each other back and forth. And inevitably, about a month before, I'll get texts from each of them individually.
Somebody pulls a groin.
Yeah, no, somebody individually will text. They all will, actually, all will text me individually. Hey, Sal, what's a good workout that I should? Because they're all trying to get ready for the post thing, and then we all like we end up keeping score of who wins in each lift, and then they try to change the
Bro,
rules.
Bro, that's not fair. You probably kick everybody's
I
ass.
I do, but then but
no
so,
wonder he doesn't
so
want us
everybody
to
competes
do
for second. So no, what and then what happens is then they go pound for pound. So like my cousin, we all call him Bones. That's his nickname, Bones. He is the smallest guy, and so he lifts the least amount. But pound for pound, he actually beat
he kills it.
He actually beat my brother Joker. We call him Joker, at the deadlift. And so, bro, my brother could not fucking live with it. Like, because then what we do after the lift, what we do after the workout, which takes like 2.5 hours, is we close up the gym and then we go to Happy Hound, which is those crazy gangster-ass burgers over in Los Gatos.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go get crazy burgers and we eat and then we laugh and talk shit and post on social media what happened. And Brent, my brother, dude, could not fucking handle it. He couldn't because he was talking shit because he beat him. And so I'm like, I'm going to fucking get under his skin. So I did the numbers on my phone and I'm like, oh, pound for pound. So I'm like, actually, pound for pound, he lifted more than you. And we just kept hammering. Bro, I got so mad. He couldn't live with it.
Oh,
he couldn't live with it. But yeah, it gets pretty ugly.
That's funny because like we... I guess we're just more nerdy than that, but we do like this ping pong tournament, like me and my brother.
Oh, really?
When we were kids, we used to be like real serious about it. And because we lived on this campground.
That's why you were so good.
Yeah.
When I
well,
saw you play the other day.
Well, the thing was like, and we just pick it up like riding a bike, you know, but we used to take it real serious. And we would go down and there was these conferences that would come in from all over the world. And these conferences would come in and we'd kind of handpicked like a select like 5 or 6 conferences that we would test our skills at, right? And like sometimes we'd play tandem, like we'd play together as a duo, and then sometimes like individually, so we'd do both. We'd enter both contests. And bro, the determiner for the year is if we could beat, you know, these Asian conferences that would come in.
Oh, well, they're just,
bro,
that's
they're
their
so
sport.
Good.
Yeah, that's their sport.
They're so good. And like,
so two big
just,
ass white
you just
dudes.
Had to get better.
Yeah.
Right.
So do you guys do that on a holiday now? Do you guys get to, like, that's the thing?
Yeah. It was always like before Christmas.
See?
Yeah. And so we would go down there. Oh, it was great.
It's
yeah,
fun.
We
I'm going to
challenge our skills.
I'm going to invite you guys to the freaking post Thanksgiving workout.
Yeah. I would love to come.
We should do that.
It's fun. It's fun.
I would totally come.
It's fun. It's deadlift.
Yeah,
oh, this is you know, my weakest one.
That's the only one we're gonna do.
Nah, I'm excited.
We'll do overhead press.
Like
cool.
Yeah, no,
cool.
No overhead.
Change press. The rules.
I can't. No,
write
no.
it in.
I hurt my shoulder.
excuses.
So no, it's a good idea if you have if you know you, your family gets together and most if you're traveling a lot of times you'll stay the day after or the day before the holiday is to do some kind of fun family.
Activity.
Football game, activity, hike. You could go on a family hike the morning after. Think about how fun that is. Like,
oh, it's great.
You know, hey, you know, you're leaving. You just had Thanksgiving dinner. You say, hey, tomorrow, let's all get together and go on a hike. Yeah. I mean, it's fucking great.
Yeah, it's not environmentally friendly, but we go cut our own tree and like we hike everywhere to go get it.
Why is that not friendly?
I just, what I'm,
you,
I'm
what
just,
would you burn it down I'm with a flamethrower? About- I don't understand. That sounds pretty.
There's
friendly
this whole
me.
Movement to like have like a living tree. Have you heard of this? Where they like,
where you grow what? In your living room?
No. Oh, okay. They send you a tree. It's in this little pot, and then they take it away, and then they plant. I don't know.
Dude, you're always up on some hippie
I'm
thing.
I'm telling
bro.
You, bro.
No
I live in Santa Cruz.
I know. I was gonna say,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I didn't
minute.
Even know about this.
They take a tree to you
yes.
in a pot so they don't it's not dead.
Right.
And then
they replant it somehow.
And then they go replant it somewhere.
Yeah.
So all the fucking gas and shit spent driving the tree and doing all this bullshit.
Thank you.
And water.
Thank you. You do all the math. It does not add up.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry. Cut down your fucking Christmas tree.
Cut a tree.
Are you kidding?
Make it a better place.
You know what? I gotta fucking, you just made me angry. Can I say something real quick? I had a client training the other day and she tied her dog up outside the gym. For a fucking hour.
Right.
At least four people must have come in. Who tied the dog? It wasn't even hot. It was like a fucking cool day. Who dog
yeah,
tied the dog?
People are getting crazy.
Bro,
with that.
I could tie my kid up out there. I could literally put a kid in a fucking yeah. harness and tie him to the bench and nobody would say shit.
Nobody would even come up.
But it's a dog. Everybody's yeah. going to
freak
it
out. It is funny when people are like that with a dog, dude.
Why? We need more people who are on team people. Like, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot less team people.
Yeah. People. Like, don't cut down a tree. Yeah. What? That's what they're for.
That's what we do after Thanksgiving.
They blow in the wind.
I bet we're gonna get hate messages now trees. From people. How dare you talk shit about trees?
They give you oxygen.
Listen, I like trees, but
I do too.
I don't
live
think
the
bad
trees.
Thing to cut a fucking tree down for
Bro,
Christmas.
Yeah,
because the kids like it.
Well, and like you said, dude, you're gonna drive over there in your car, burning up all that fuel and gas and polluting that. It's like, come on, dude. If you're gonna go that route, then you better ride your fucking bicycle over there and go pick that tree up. Then.
Well, if anything, yeah, we are not a politically correct show.
No.
So let's just start
I actually have a fake tree. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, see?
So you want to hear what I did?
Yeah, well, the plastic in that, bro.
I don't know if I'm going to get... Am I going to get in trouble for this? Okay. Here's what I did. This was a few years ago. This is when the gangster Sicilian comes out at me. So I bought a tree before Christmas. It was like a nice one. It was like $200, right? But what happens when Christmas is over? The same fucking tree is on sale for $99. So I bought it, returned it, and bought it again for $99.
Oh, you're that guy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're that
what
guy.
What a dick. So now I have a Christmas tree, a fake one that I use, and I just put that one up every year.
What other hacks?
Nice, dude.
So we have, okay, for me...
Cut your tree down. It's exercise. How's that
yeah,
sound?
Man. I saw it and everything. Handsaw. Not a chainsaw.
That's a good point, though. That's a good point. The activity after the Thanksgiving... We talked about making sure you get your protein and your veggies, the things
first.
That you, first get the things you
fast.
Need.
Load
yeah.
up on the good stuff.
Don't yeah. forget to fast.
If there's any room, then sure, but you know, at least it'll limit it.
Oh, it will. It'll make a big difference.
Yeah.
In fact, to most people, I guarantee you, if they actually truly ate what they need to eat for the day, you'd probably be pretty satisfied. You don't even want yeah. something else. So.
And remain active somehow, you know?
Yeah.
Don't
I need,
just sit there and,
yeah, and
slug.
It's tough. It's a tough deal. So if you're going to... If you're a lifter, if you're trained and you like to, and you understand the concept of mini bulking and mini cutting, which we've talked about in the past, then it might be a good idea to do one of your mini bulks right around the holiday. Kind of take advantage of it rather than fighting it. Maybe instead of swimming against the current, yeah. you should swim with the current.
Oh, absolutely.
Just don't do what I used to do, where I used to start bulking in freaking September, and I didn't end until January, like, you know, the end of January, and I'd, you know, I hit 230 pounds,
yeah.
and I'd look like a meatball.
Well, that's what my goal right now is, and I told you that I was in the middle of a bulk right now, is, you know, I'm going to bulk probably for another week or two, and then, you know, hopefully land somewhere in the 230s plus, and then I'm going to go back to a mini cut for a couple weeks, and then I'll turn right back to a bulk, which will land me right before Thanksgiving.
Is your strength going up right now?
Yeah,
pretty, it should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. We need to talk about this before we close off the show. Doug posted a video of his deadlift the other day. How much did you deadlift, Doug?
405.
That's impressive.
How much did you weigh that day?
154 pounds.
So I'm going to do the math here. So 405. Oops, that's 105. 405.
He gets the spinner award.
Divided by 154. That's 2.63 times his body weight.
That's more impressive
deadlift.
Than me.
So, Adam, you weigh how much? 230?
Yeah, I'm 226 right now.
That motherfucker, you just said
that's why we call him Chimp.
2.62. No, I'm giving you a target, 592. So we gotta get you to. Damn, that's pretty strong, Doug.
That is strong.
Yeah,
I could probably rip. I could probably rip about 550 right now,
dude. You'll hit 300, bro. At the end, I mean, excuse me, 600 at the end of this. You'll hit 600 at the end of this.
Yeah,
you should.
Yeah,
the little bulk. Why not?
Yeah, no, I haven't. The last time I lifted heavy deadlift was with Justin when we hit 505. So, and it felt pretty damn clean and easy.
You'll do it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
My squat's been going up like crazy, so I imagine my dead will.
You just hit a PR there.
Your legs have been on point.
Yeah,
I've been hitting it.
Yeah, I've been hitting my legs hard lately.
You just hit a PR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 405. Yeah, I've never seen four plates on my back before. So
that's great.
Yeah, that was for me. That was impressive.
And a lot of it has to do with the fact that you're doing like singles or tripping. You're training singles and doubles and.
Yeah, you know, and I actually just
squat shoes.
I just moved out of that phase today. So yesterday I did legs. Today?
Today's Monday.
Yeah, today when I trained legs. I was now, which sucks, you know, I was in the 8 to 12 rep range.
Blech.
I know, 8 to 12 reps, but I will say this.
They're going to grow now though. Every time I switch like that, I blow up.
Oh yeah. And you know what? I mean, but I was the last time I was doing 275, I was doing 5x5s for 275 at 275. Now I'm doing those at 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 5 sets of 8 and I was putting 275 up fairly easy. So
yeah, so I think bulking sometimes is a good idea to do around the holidays. Just don't do it for the whole holiday season.
I'm 100% with you. Like, why fight it? The only time that I'm ever cutting is if it was like a show. Like, my ass did a show a day after Thanksgiving before. So, you know, that was pretty miserable to be right through a hardcore cut for a show. But
I'm going on the bulk too.
I always switch. Whatever, dude.
You guys convinced me.
You're on a permanent bulk, dude. Doesn't really
bulk. He's on a bulk maintenance.
Bulk.
We need a bulk song.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know,
I got one in my head.
Damn it.
Let's all fucking bulk. Let's all fucking bulk. Baby, let's all fucking bulk.
See, I knew he had one in him.
Yeah, it's pretty good considering that was right off the cuff right there.
Don't forget to subscribe to Mind Pump. Please rate and review us. We love it.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.